Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, Old School. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple up there in the O. Tonight, or as of right now, the grilling is over. Don't try it. Batten down the hatches on your grill. We're going to pivot a little bit. We're going to save Greg Schiano because I think this Athletic article that we talked about during the break between us three is good leeway into the Greg Schiano quote or interview in the second segment. But the Athletic did some, I guess, one-on-one interviews. You know, in the NFL, they come out with those anonymous, polls. Who has the best nutrition? Who has the best locker room? Who has the best facilities? This one isn't. Some pretty cool, insight into what players think. And obviously from my own experience, you know, where you enjoyed playing and where you didn't. The first one is, what stadium other than your own do you enjoy playing in? We got to interview Wisconsin linebacker Jake Chaney. Didn't get to ask the one question or one more question, which was about, he's a finance major. He looks like one. Mm-hmm. He wears glasses and he had.
Is that a slur?
What? Finance major?
Or looks like a finance major? You can tell a football player that?
He looks like a banker. His suit was extremely tight, and he looks like a banker. And the way he talked.
No.
Is it a sign of respect?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
I like it.
You're Corbin Burson from Major League.
Yeah. He looked.
You're in the new. You get the newspaper. Yeah. Like you're.
I like him. He had the brown shoes.
You say that around teammates. You look like a finance. You look like an accounting major. Like, yeah.
He looked like an accountant. But he rocks it though.
Is okay. there a okay. major that is offensive if you call them that? Is there a major?
I feel like the like, when I hear you say, but, "Oh, you look like a finance major," it's like, "Oh, you're a stats guy. You're a numbers guy. You're weird nerdy."
But why is that a bad thing?
I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying like meathead football guys would take it potentially.
Oh, but that's offensive. Yeah you. Wow.
Yeah, you dumb football player.
Wow, Austin. Dang.
I can say that because we have two non-meathead football players. Yeah. You're smart.
That's good recovery there, my brother. Yeah. And he said that. Anyway, Jake Chaney said he liked playing at Purdue, Iowa, and Minnesota. Iowa and Minnesota because they're rivals. and then Purdue because the fans get a little rowdy. And then we moved to Cam Porter. Now, if you remember Cam Porter, he was there's that still picture of when Nebraska played Northwestern over there in Ireland, and Cam Porter was running. And it looked like you could drive two 18-wheelers through there. Mm-hmm. I will say this. Talking to Cam Porter, it was a pretty cool interview because we got a little bit of an insight into what makes Northwestern tick and what made them tick last year. And he gave Nebraska a lot of props. Mm-hmm. He talked about Nebraska fans. He talked about, the atmosphere.
He said he couldn't even hear his quarterback standing next to him.
Yeah.
He couldn't hear the cadence.
Which is great. You know, it's pretty cool that, a guy like that you do have somewhat of a home field advantage. And, he showed you some love.
Oh, look at Mike Haddock. Okay. Said Nebraska, 100%. The atmosphere, the fans, they're unbelievable. They're so loud. They love Nebraska. They love their Cornhuskers. The stadium is built up, so it's loud. We played there 2 years ago at night, and after third quarter, there's a light show, like a laser show. It was truly incredible experience. Attaboy, Indiana, come through.
I mean, Michigan dude said it too.
Yeah, come through.
It's pretty easy for Michigan because they got the signs. Rutgers, Tyrene Powell, who's the inside linebacker looking like a defensive end, he said Penn State Stadium, Beaver Stadium. That's Beaver Stadium, right?
Yeah, white out. They're Penn State, Beaver Stadium Saturday afternoon is fun. At night, it's intense.
Yeah.
Like white out nights at Beaver, that's a different deal. It's like LSU at night. It's just different.
Yeah. There's a cool one here. Dylan Tatum, the Michigan State DB, he says the loudest stadiums go to Washington. I played out there, Penn State and Ohio State.
I'm with that.
Yeah. And we saw this guy up close and personal, Purdue center Gus Hartwig. Uh-huh. He said he likes playing at Iowa. It's a cool environment. They're right on top of you. And they do the pink locker room. And they said, but the whole environment's cool. So I was pretty cool because they do the wave and stuff like that to the hospital kids and stuff like that. So it's, and then also, the second question, what's the most unique NIL opportunity you've had? Well, here we go. Jake Chaney with Park Bank. We did an athlete, how do you spend your NIL money? I thought it was pretty neat because Chris Borland was there and I got to meet him and it was really nice. So if you don't know who Chris Borland is, he was the inside linebacker number 44. There's like five Borlands, but and they all looked the same at Wisconsin, and he was a problem. So this is back when Nebraska would always play Wisconsin, or at least two times in the Big Ten Championship. Borland was just doing work. Now, he also played in the NFL, started, retired, I think after his first or second year, after like a concussion or something like that, and then obviously got into the finance world. So
we're gonna help a local business. Ben Scott said this back home in Hawaii. My dad has a buddy that's in the sushi business. It's called Mitch's Sushi Bar and Restaurant. He'll hook me up with some sushi every now and then when I used to go back home. Real good quality sushi. He actually made a platter called the Ben Scott platter, and that had a bunch of cool stuff on it. We had a lot of sashimi, a lot of nigiri, and a lot of fresh fish because it's high quality. It's really good. So if you sell sushi in Lincoln, reach out to Ben Scott and the Husker football program. He got your back.
Well, not only Ben Scott, you got you got Dylan. You got the big offensive lineman that committed. You got a couple other guys with the island connection, Hawaii connection. So it'd be actually beneficial to them, just like down there with the offensive lineman Burrito and stuff like Machacho. So
pipeline,
pipeline,
pipeline. Bring it back.
My man Hartwig, though, listen, Hartwig was a big old dude from his center. He said he did a McDonald's ad. And here's the even best. This is why I love it. He did it for the McRib. I love it when they say the McRib is back. I know it's mystery meat. I love the McRib.
Oh,
I love the McRib. I love the McRib when they say the McRib.
You're a McRib guy?
Oh, it's back, baby. When the McRib is, you're going to hear it on the radio. The McRib is back.
I am not. Austin, are you okay? Break the tie, Austin. McRib or out. No? Okay.
Nope. Double quarter pounder or nuggets? No McRib.
You like the nuggets?
Yeah, that's the original mystery meat, Jay.
Yeah. Like
whatever. I like the McRib. I just like
it. I respect it, but I
know it's not ribs. I know and all that, but I like it.
Because it's just like it's pickles and onions and mystery meat.
The McRib is back. Porter, here's another
one. It's not a rib.
No.
Like, call it Mac something
but
else.
But it is shaped like ribs. Yeah. So it gives the illusion.
So it is a rib.
it's Cam rib Porter, adjacent.
Cam Porter has a pretty interesting. He said he did one for.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A swimsuit brand. But he's like, I didn't end up doing it.
Speedo.
Why would you even bring that to a football player?
Do you wear swim trunks, Jay?
Yeah, but I'm not doing it for brands. First of all, I'm not getting on the magazine. You got to be pretty much half naked. And they got the Hoochie Daddy shorts where it's like three inch inseam. No, I'll pass. Darius Taylor, he said his coolest one is DT1 pizza with the Slice Brothers. It's pepperoni, bacon, hot honey pizza. And then he's like, then I get a proceed from each slice that's sold. It's really cool because it's a small business in Minneapolis. It's actually, and they're black owned. It actually is a pretty good, it's pretty good pizza down there close to Dinkytown.
I like this
question. I've had it a couple night, late nights, Austin.
A couple.
Yeah.
Did it come through for you?
Just a couple.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely, yeah, it's cool. But they play hip hop and everything in there.
What's the best pizza in Lincoln?
I know the best pizza I like is with my man Matt Verzoff, Paisan's up in Omaha. And Lincoln up, Isles. Isles or Ramos?
I've never had Isles.
Oh. Isles is pretty solid.
Isles, but listen, you got to go in there. I'm a little lactose. I got to prepare when I go in there. Cause I'm
with you. I'm a member of that club.
I'm taking my pills, and I'm in for that club. I'm in for the 48-hour fight afterwards.
The guts.
I am fully committed, and I'm cool with dealing with the ramifications. Bring it.
Yeah. Where you just say you just concede. I'm going to take my phone in the bathroom with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some.
My legs are going numb.
I got some reading to do while.
Yeah. Trust me, your legs will go numb.
But they asked the question, and this is kind of where you start to pay attention, where they say, asking the best players in the conference or at Big Ten media, who the best offensive player in the Big Ten, not on your team, not on your team. And the suspects, right? So we're finding out who everybody else has been talking about. And of course, Donovan Edwards popped up in conversation. Dylan Gabriel popped up in conversation.
Penn State running backs.
Penn State's running back, Rutgers running back.
Rutgers running back. You got
a lot of he got a lot of love.
I'm
man.
Telling you, man, he's the best. I think he's the best dude in the Big Ten.
Did these interviews take place at media days?
Yeah, they take him in the back. They take him in the back area.
He's good. I wonder how much of it was he's there, he's on their mind.
Well, no, because they were all there, and
he put in work.
I know. I'm saying he's legit.
He looks like a dude. Yeah. Like he. Yeah. When you see him in person, you go, because there's some linemen, you go, nah. Some you go, oh, yeah. I wouldn't fight you in a closet. Most of these running backs, you went, like the guy that, I'll say this, the guy that impressed me the most was the lineman from UCLA. He was the one dude that I was like, I wouldn't want to meet him in the gap. He was the one that was staring at all the other linemen with a death stare. It looked like he was going to break out in the haka. He was just going to he was going to let them know that it was about war, and he looked at them like they were small.
The guy that shows up all the time, we got the interview not this year but last year, and the way he moves is different this year than last year, is Jay Higgins. He obliterated the tackle lead in the Big Ten, 171 tackles. He's bigger this year. Heard the guy from Iowa say he's faster. Cam Porter talks about him. Jake Chaney talks about him. Powell talks about him. Now you get love from linebacker. But yeah, hey, Jay Higgins is a problem.
He's massive. He is a presence.
Yeah,
he's a presence. Like it looked like he was a pro. He looked like a pro.
He's reshaped his body. Oh. And then also it's just he was able to have a really good year, and he replaced their first round pick in Campbell. So there's a lot of pressure, and he hadn't played much until then. You know, last year he was like, I really appreciate the opportunity, da 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 da. I'm gonna try to make the best of it. He did more than that, and then next thing you know, he's out there and now he's on everybody's draft board. But not only that, he is a dude and probably the leader in the clubhouse early for the Big Ten linebacker of the year, but let alone definitely at the top three or four for buckets list.
Speaking of linebackers and tackling, they asked the toughest player not on your team to tackle. The toughest player. And to have Chaney come and say, Luke Altmyer, the quarterback.
Yeah.
And you go, wow. I did not think he would be on the list. Josh McCray, they call him Meatball.
Yeah, and Porter was talking about Quishon Judkins. Obviously, he's coming up there to Ohio State from Mississippi. He blew up here recently because they do a simulation of, I think Ohio State played Oregon, and he had the run where he had the spin move, and it was like 99 yards. But he's a pro. Then you got your boy from Rutgers, Kyle, and Nick Singleton, which is a little bit shocking.
Yeah, in the respect phase, that if you're going to call out somebody, it's somebody either gave you a problem or that you had met and matched up. Singleton was just not somebody I thought would pop up in the conversation.
Yeah. The interesting one is when they ask him, what other coach would you play for?
Ooh-wee.
Chaney picked Brett Bielema. Now, there's a Wisconsin connection. He's from Wisconsin. Porter, this is interesting, the running back for Northwestern, said Greg Schiano.
Two said Schiano. Two said...
And Hartwig, of course, said Kurt Farron just because of the prowess of the offensive line. I'm assuming so.
Yeah, Bryant said Fickell, and then Hartwig said Ferentz. I'm not surprised by any of those answers. all of those check out.
Yeah. But your Hartwig had a really interesting question. Is a team outside of the Big Ten you'd most like to play? Mm. He's at Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
They're picked to go number 18. You're bottom feed. He's like, I think it would probably be one of Georgia, Alabama, or one of the SEC schools, maybe Clemson, whoever is the best team, the Pruno SEC team or something like that, see how you compare against them. Notre Dame, too. Bro, you just asking for an L. Like, and you're asking for a super L. Though.
Well, that's saying that you think you're better than you are.
And I think Purdue will be better than they are.
Like, he thinks he belongs playing at Georgia, Alabama. I'm not sure that every player on this list thinks that they belong playing at Georgia or Alabama.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. Listen, and folks will get mad, but a bunch of them said Colorado. Colorado. Chaney was the only one that stunned me and said Army.
Yeah.
Because
Well, he wanted to get tackles.
He's got to get work.
Yeah.
Pretty cool list, yeah. Like
it's
I said.
It's a pretty cool interview.
And the worst stadium, the worst locker room is apparently Maryland. People hate playing it. They said it's just a lot. It's tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny. So, well done,
anyway,
Jay.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
I am going to bounce. I got flooding at my house.
You got to check it.
Yeah. I am out of here. Weather has reached places that I do know. So we're going to take a quick break. Yeah. Old school, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.